Tay Austin. It's Cecily, and here's what's happening in entertainment news. Oh, and it's good. So Moby, you know, Moby, wrote a memoir. And in that memoir, he claims to have dated Natalie Portman. Only problem is, Natalie Portman is like, ew, no. She said, quote, "I was surprised to hear he characterized the very short time I knew him as dating, because my recollection is a much older man being creepy with me when I had just graduated high school." Them's fighting words. I believe Natalie. Moby's like that super creepy guy that you meet and you kind of feel sorry for him because no one's talking to him. So you're like, hey, you want to come to my party? And then he shows up and he tells everybody you're married. It's like, Moby, no. I will be reading this book, though. Meanwhile, Quentin Tarantino's new film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, is all the rage at Cannes. This stars Brad Pitt, Leo DiCaprio, and Margot Robbie as Sharon Tate. It does not come out till the end of July, but some people are already talking Oscar. And by some people, I mean all of their publicists. But we shall see. I've actually heard Leo is a standout, and having seen him in The Wolf of Wall Street, I have no doubt. I am such a fan. And this is kind of random, but have you ever wondered how many pairs of shoes Celine Dion has? No? I'm going to tell you anyway. If you didn't catch her on James Corden, she revealed that she has between 3 and 5,000 pairs of shoes, and many of them are housed in a warehouse. That is so gross. They did a cute little sketch about it on the show, but mark my words, when the zombie apocalypse happens, they are coming for those shoes. I'm going to leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.